Here's how to get unconfused. Because it seems like a lot of people get really confused when it comes to this stuff. And you don't have to. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Today is 7.04 a.m. Well, today is Saturday, the 23rd of March. It is 7.04 a.m. And I gotta tell you, there's a certain segment of the population, a very certain segment of the population, that seems to have what I call a confusion machine. Whatever you feed into it, confusion comes out. I used to have a Vitamix. You know, I could make smoothies out of anything. And I used to make them out of organic apples. That was yummy. Add in maybe some cranberries that they stuck to your tongue. I tried with melons and stuff. This is way back in the old days. At one point, I had like an anemic kind of condition going on. So I made liver smoothies. Oh my God, there's nothing quite like that. Liver and watermelon. Because, you see, I've got a background in this thing called naturopathy. And, you know, watermelon is essentially the same as hemoglobin, but it lacks iron. Doesn't have the iron molecule. And I thought, oh, this is easy. I'll buy me some watermelon, buy me some liver, and away we go. And I got to tell you, liver smoothies are disgusting. But they were effective for where I was at the time. And I've shared that with a few people. And some have tried it and some haven't. And that's fine. You don't have to. That's what's cool. But it helped. But I shared it in the possibility of eliminating some confusion, giving them some certain steps. But I seem to digress because, you know, I get a couple different kinds of emails from people. One, hey, you know, I listened to the podcast, bought some courses, loving what you do, changing my life. Here's a success story, that kind of stuff. I love those. I get questions. Yeah, hey, Mr. 20, I got a question about this. Cool. I get long, trancy movie emails. You know, seven paragraphs or seven pages, doesn't matter. It's just all details about the dumb shit. And I also get emails where people say, hey, you like, what you say confuses me. And I'll say, okay, I got it. I can be a confusing kind of person. I mentored with a fellow that said, well, he didn't say it. He demonstrated, confusion leads to understanding. Because if you understand what you don't understand, see, if right now you've got a level of understanding, and a different state has a different kind, a different level of understanding. And between those two states is, well, probably a little bit of confusion, a little bit of awkwardness. And we always say in the courses like Dream Driven Day, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, embrace awkward. Awkward is how you learned. You learned how to walk before you could stand. You learned how to speak without knowing a language. You allowed yourself to be awkward. You allowed yourself to experience what most people label as confusion, and you didn't go to war against it. Because watch a baby. They're a little confused about like the way the tongue moves and stuff, and how the body's supposed to wiggle when they walk. Watch them. They will walk before they can stand. And then they'll coordinate the two. Meanwhile, coordinate. So clarity comes from you ordinating. In other words, having ordnance. In other words, having landmarks. In other words, having the capacity to know where to go and what to do. But some people will listen to anything. So this is what I do, is I ask the question, what is it that unconfuses you? When you watch videos on the YouTubes or whatever they tell me they do, who is it? How do they present that doesn't confuse you? And of course, what I invariably hear back is, it's always confusing to me. And I say, cool, where else does confusion show up in your life? And they say, well, pretty much everywhere. So they've got a confusion machine. And maybe you do too. Maybe we all do. But here's the cool thing. A confusion machine is like a drill. Nobody wants a drill. What they want is a hole. And when it's time for a hole, you use the drill. When it's time for a little bit of confusion, you use the confusion machine. But if you think all you have is a drill, you're ignoring your hammer, your screwdriver, your wrench, all the other tools that you got. And believe me, if all you have is a drill and you're trying to figure out how to hammer a nail into some wood, right, it's going to be confusing. So last year I did 3 calls with Marco. And I did these 3 calls with Marco. I just love when I get to do a series of calls with someone. Because we explored how he used confusion to stay stuck at his current level of success. Because he was doing all right. He was doing a little more than surviving. But he was using confusion as a weapon against expansion. And we explored more than that. We did 3 calls, right? 180 minutes. Nah, more than that. Yeah, 180 minutes, right? But here's what I want you to get today. I want you to develop some clarity and certainty. Number one. Everyone has a confusion machine. Some people think it's their only tool in the toolbox. It's not. Number two. It's not bad. It's actually useful. Unless you think it's the only tool in the toolbox. Number three. Stop and be still. I've primarily used 3 frameworks for my entire life. One's based on Neville's work, one's based on Native American stuff, one's based on NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And these 3 frameworks enable me to explore. They enable me to enter confusion, knowing that the clarity and certainty that I seek is often just one step away. If you want to learn some frameworks, if you want to explore with us, if you want to do some live one-on-one calls, reach out to me. I'd love to chat with you about that. No, I don't do, hey, let's do a free call so I can sell you on these. Yes, we can do an email or a 30-minute call and see what's possible. We also got goodies at NevilleGoddardStore.com. That's also where you can get my email, NevilleGoddardStore.com. Probably some of my favorite stuff there are the live call recordings. There's a lot of swearing, caring, and sharing. They will confuse you. I can promise you that. And they also give you new levels of clarity and certainty. Because one thing I am very certain about is that a lot of people, pretty much everyone I've ever met, absolutely everyone I've ever met, has a confusion machine. Some of them use it as a tool. Some of them use it as a weapon. It becomes a weapon when you think it's your only tool. Notice how confused you are. And if you want some clarity, if you want some frameworks that work, you can join us at ManifestingMasteryCourse.com or reach out. We'll make some suggestions just for you. Let's imagine up something lovely, just for fun. Let's imagine that you made your confusion machine your friend. Let's imagine that you're okay with learning a language without knowing a language, learning how to walk before you know how to stand, and exploring life, because you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Dive deeper, soar higher. Let's imagine up something lovely right now as we go into the silence. Life is meant to be lived. You are what gives life. You didn't come here to learn lessons. You didn't come here for karmic responsibilities. You didn't come here for... There's so much dumb shit. You came here to live life. You came here to love life. You came here to be how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Neville Goddard said you came here for a divine purpose, and that is to know imagination. You can explore with us if you want to. I'd love if you did. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020, and you have been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast.